time for another edition of Spine Fit Radio with Dr. Sean Riley. Dr. Riley, your team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab includes chiropractors and physical therapists. What's the difference?
Yeah, this is a question that we get quite a bit of. And, you know, a lot of times patients, you know, they're unsure of what's, you know, service lines the different providers provide. There's kind of a turf war, so to speak, between chiropractors and physical therapists. It's uncommon, the model that we offer here, because typically, sadly, I should say, chiropractors and physical therapists haven't really been able to coexist. I think that, you know, each one's trying to think they might, you know, be infringing on what they do and so forth. But, you know, chiropractic school, I 4-year degree. I had an undergraduate degree in zoology, believe it or not, as a pre-med degree. From there, you go on to professional school, apply and get accepted to chiropractic school, which was another 3.5 years with an internship. Related to physical therapy, very similar now. There's a doctorate of physical therapy. I think that all physical therapists are doctors of physical therapy, and I think it's a similar program. It's a 3-year, or I should say 6 semesters. They're required to do hours and so forth, similar to a internship. You know, as a chiropractor, my training was primarily revolved around or focused primarily on mobilization of joints, soft tissues, adjustments, and so forth of the spine. So that's, you know, kind of the core of our training. So when people ask me, you know, Dr. Riley, what are you really good at? And I said, well, I'm really good at, you know, manipulation of the spine and soft tissues, you know, associated joints. Physical therapy, I think in the past, it used to be, you know, based upon exercise and more rehab, you know, orthopedic type injuries, knees, shoulders, and so forth. But the way it's evolved is physical therapist training includes a lot of manual therapies like we get in chiropractic school. And conversely, in chiropractic school, I started to, you know, gain a lot of, you know, experience and knowledge on exercise and rehabilitation. So that's why, you know, we blended the two specialties in our practice, and you know, we work really well together. Research shows too that manual therapy combined with some form of exercise is very, very effective treatment for the spine, you know, neck, low back pain, and other things like that. But you know, like we get a total knee in, Scott, you know, needs rehab. That's not my specialty. I'm not very good at that. And that's why we have Ryan and some of the other physical therapists, and that's what they're very, very good at, a lot of these post-surgical things that have done, and they can rehab them from there. And I try to explain to patients, I'm just really good at neck and low back pain. Manipulation is what I'm really good at, mobilization, and we can tie in some exercise as well.
So is there some magic formula that you use to determine which treatment option is best?
Well, I experience, you know, what works for us. Different, you know, conditions have different indications for treatment and so forth. A lot of times, like I've said in the past, we might see something and we just don't think chiropractic or physical therapy is a good fit, and we might send them out for pain management or injections or a surgical consult. So I, you know, experience, you know, we're both conservative type providers, meaning, you know, we're first line of defense, hopefully before surgery. Maybe we prevent some surgeries and so forth. And then even after surgery, getting patients moving a little bit quicker, that's what we're really good at as well.
It's not unusual to have, I mean, you guys are in a unique situation that you have both on the team, but it's not unusual to have someone maybe sort of badmouth the other practice.
Oh, it's really common. And that's why in the community here, when we talk about the model that we have, it surprises a lot of people. And it, you know, with Ryan, when he talks to maybe some of his physical therapy colleagues, and me, when I might talk to some of my chiropractic doctor colleagues, they don't get it at all. And like, why would you want to work with a physical therapist? And conversely, why would you want to work with a chiropractor? Well, we've combined, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, quite a few like-minded providers here that are really good at what they do. And you're able to blend these specialties and provide, you know, comprehensive care and effective care. You know, I'm not trying to be a physical therapist, and Ryan isn't trying to be, you know, a chiropractor. And, you know, we're just really trying to excel and get really good at what we do in our training. And, you know, I talked to Ryan about this morning, and he said, you know, with physical therapy, it's very regional. Like in some parts of the country, you know, manual therapy is kind of taking over. That's the forefront of their training and so forth, and exercises in the background. And then, you know, I think chiropractic, you know, training and education is really evolving because they've recognized the importance of rehab, exercise associated with some form of manual therapy. But hopefully we're opening up, you know, some other providers' eyes to this. I think this is definitely the wave of the future. You know, I'm involved in a hospital here in Tulsa that provides integrated care, And that's what we're trying to do, is bringing different types of people and service lines together to provide the most, you know, effective care to our patients.
You no longer have to choose. Tulsa Spine and Rehab has the specialist to treat your aches and pains. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.